Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Several groups of boaters are keeping the Coast Guard and Coast Guard aviators busy. The 107-foot fishing vessel Midnight Maid began taking on water about 30 miles south of Resurrection Bay last night. Lieutenant Crystal Hood, Search and Rescue Controller for the Coast Guard in Juneau, says the wooden vessel was getting hammered by 13-foot seas. Winds were 30 knots in the area. The four crewmen of the Seward-based vessel were prepared. Hudak says they donned survival suits, grabbed a radio and an EPIRB as they climbed into a life raft. A Kodiak-based H-60 helicopter hoisted them aboard and took them back to Seward about midnight last night. Hudak says there were no reported injuries. An H-60 helicopter will be dispatched out of Sitka this morning when the fog lifts. At least four people in a skiff headed to Clag Bay north of Sitka to count salmon did not return as planned last night. Coast Guard rescued four men whose 19-foot aluminum boat swamped in heavy seas as they were returning from a hunting trip northwest of Cordova. The men sent a distress call yesterday before abandoning their boat and taking their dinghy to shore. A Coast Guard helicopter located the men on a shoreline off of Orca Inlet and hoisted them off of the beach. They were taken to Cordova Community Hospital for evaluation. State troopers say the suspect in a shooting of two brothers north of Kiana has been arrested and identified as a Kiana actor who went missing earlier this month after the death of his 74-year-old mother. Troopers say 45-year-old Teddy Kyle Smith was taken into custody yesterday afternoon when he surrendered to authorities at the Squirrel River about 16 miles upriver from Kiana. He's charged with attempted murder, theft, robbery, and weapons misconduct in the connection with the Tuesday night shooting of 46-year-old Paul Buckle of Kotzebue and 47-year-old Charles Buckle of Michigan at a remote cabin. Troopers say the brothers are recovering. A jury trial is scheduled for early December for a Juneau man accused of causing the death of a friend while driving out the road last year. It will start on the same day as another trial for a former police officer accused of shooting at his colleagues back in April. Ryan West is being charged with connection with the death of Gabriel Cart. West and Cart were both in a truck that went into a ditch and rolled several times at Mile 35 Glacier Highway in June of last year. Police believe alcohol and speed were factors in the crash. Judge Luis Menendez will preside over the West trial, while across the hall at the Diamond Courthouse, Judge Philip Pallenberg will preside over the trial of former police officer Troy Wilson. That is also scheduled to start December 3rd. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some dense fog, at least for this morning, some cloudy skies for today and tomorrow, and a possibility of some rain for tomorrow, with high today in the 50s.